Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Sometimes it feels like when Carter is given homework that I'm given homework.
Of course it does.
Just the task of like, did you do it? Is it done? Do I need to sign off on it? Which we're getting better at that. But this year, kudos to his teacher. He's really laid off the homework because homework sometimes is excessive.
This is such an interesting question. Like, how much homework should a kid get? When should they start getting homework?
Right.
Everyone has a different opinion on this.
Well, there was a mom in Florida who went viral. She's a blogger, but she took a picture of her son. He's in first grade. He was doing his homework, and he was crying because it was just too much. And so she took a picture of him crying, doing his homework, posted it, and pretty much blasted the school saying, like, why would you do this to your first graders? First of all, why would you do that to your son? Don't post a picture of him crying over his homework just to get reaction online.
Florida.
But it does also start that conversation, like you said, when is too much too much?
You can make an argument that in school hours is when you should be working. After school hours is your own personal time, like it is for working adults at a workplace. But I do think they should have some homework because I had homework growing up and I got through it.
Well, and here's the thing, like with Carter's teacher he has right now, Carter's in fourth grade, and his philosophy when we went to back to school night was, if your kid is struggling with something, I'm going to send down some like supplemental work to help them in those areas. I appreciate that. Don't give my kid busy work just to give him busy work, because then I have busy work.
You are doing it. I feel so sorry for my parents growing up. I had a whole team around me. It was called Team Guy, just trying to get me through school. I had my parents, who are exceptionally smart people, and then I had two different tutors. Yeah, I had a team,
God,
and nearly a basketball
tutors.
Team around me, and I still nearly couldn't get through it. My parents were like, no. We are highly successful, educated people. We're not having the son that can't get through school. We're going to do everything we can.
Well, even with this first grader out of Florida, people were weighing in going, in first grade, you shouldn't have homework. Why are they sending homework home? Well, Carter, or Colt, my little one who's four, he's in TK. He has homework.
I'm not even sure if my son does have homework. He just started TK. Okay, let me ask you this. When do you think homework should start?
I don't mind, like, Colt's homework is he has to trace his name or color in the shape and tell you what shape it
is. So it's development.
Yes, it's practicing count back to 20, things like that. I don't mind that
because
those are skills he needs to learn. That's fine, and that's something easy we can do. But with, like, Carter last year, it was a page of math, a page of reading, reading 30 minutes. Then you had to do computer work for 20 minutes. It was over an hour every single day, including Friday.
That's excessive.
Yeah. And that, I was like, So that's where I wonder, should it be a time limit?
I think like an hour a night. Is that fair?
I'd even scale it back a little more. Like half hour to 45 minutes a night. I think that's perfect.
I'm okay with that as well.
Yeah. What do you think the ideal time frame homework is? How long should they be working on it, or when should it start?
Let us know. 888-431-3764. Call or text, please. Homework for kids is a polarizing topic worldwide. I remember going to school in the 90s, my parents talking about it and everyone having a different opinion, and nothing has changed. The 562 says, there's a lot of research that proves homework in kinder through fifth is actually detrimental rather than helpful.
Wow.
My go-to for assigning homework was always read for 30 minutes and write a few sentences about something you did after school. I love this because it helped me get to know my students better.
I like that. And we have a lot of teachers weighing in, which I appreciate, because I want to see, like, what do you think about homework? Because as a parent, I definitely have an opinion. But sometimes, you know, maybe teachers have to give homework and they don't want to. Lindsay and Wildemar, you're a teacher. What are your thoughts on homework?
I know for me, during the school day, like, we don't have enough time to get through everything that we're supposed to teach in the small amount of time that we have with the students.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, I give my students one page of math and 30 minutes of reading every night, and they still don't get that done. We give it as extra practice, but it shows in the classroom when the stuff is not being done by the parent. I'm more of an hour of homework a night should be good, but even then it's not enough.
And what grade did you say you teach again?
I teach fifth.
Fifth grade. And that's kind of a big grade too, because they're getting ready to go to middle school. So I could see there where you have more things that you need to teach them.
Yep. Okay. And they're getting ready to go into multiple classes, not just the one teacher that's expecting only a small amount of homework from them. They're going to be going into six with different expectations.
All right, we've got another teacher on the line. Angie in Apple Valley, what do you think about homework?
I've seen 30 minutes max, and if the child's having trouble, the teacher should go. Also, I believe that homework is things that are already taught in the classroom. There shouldn't be any new information.
I would agree on that, and thank you for that, because sometimes Carter will come home and he's like, Mom, I don't know what this is. I'm like, I don't know what it is. Google is my best friend sometimes.
Exactly. I don't even like giving homework, but we have to. So
it's mandatory at your school to give out homework?
Yes, we have to.
Okay, see, it doesn't want to, but she says it's mandatory. Sabrina from Hemet texts in, says, at my daughter's elementary school, they have a no homework policy. They believe when you go home, it should be family time. Sometimes we'll add in some additional reading just because we want to spend that time with her reading, but we're never assigned homework to do.
You can make an argument with that, because adults outside the workforce should be family time when their working hours are technically finished, right?
Mm-hmm.
714 also said she's a teacher in Anaheim. Her personal philosophy is that homework should only be reading and practicing skills already taught in the classroom.
Well, hopefully you've done your homework and you've been keeping track of the high-low jackpot, because we're going to play in about 5 minutes.
New truck, big lift, old road.
Hey, Bruce, what do you think the minimum or maximum on homework should be for kids?
Well, they should do more in school, but when they get home, probably like an hour. My wife complained about that a lot, that, you know, they would come home with so much homework that they'd be doing it all night. My wife said, am I the teacher here? What's going on?
Yeah, sometimes that can be a little frustrating, too. Like, wait, I already did my job.
Like, what am I sending them to school for? So I got to teach them when they come home?
Well, and that's what the 909 says. Says, I'm a teacher, and I believe it's not the parent's job to teach. It's the school's job. Parents should be working on life skills with their kids at home.
Why do they get homework that is far beyond their age? Like, why?
That, when it's not appropriate for what they're learning, that irritates me.
Mm, I agree.
Alyssa and Upland, you're a teacher as well. What do you think?
I just think that homework should only be a maximum of 30 minutes for grades second and down. And so it should be something just like maybe spelling homework and a page of math, and that's it. And I like 15 minutes of reading.
I would be totally fine with that. When my kid's sitting there and it's over an hour and a half every night, including Friday, like, I feel like that is excessive.
Yeah. Yeah, like, I'm a second grade teacher. I give spelling homework every night so that way they can help with their spelling test. And then there's one page of math, and I just say, read for 15 minutes, and I don't even technically check that either. So if they don't do it, they don't do it.
And trying to find the time when you're a sports family or you're a busy family, maybe mom and dad work at night, that's kind of the problem too. 951 here says, I'm a teacher as well, but I'm flexible on when I make homework due. That way the kids have enough time to get it done and it doesn't interfere with what's going on at home.
I like that. Give them a couple of days.
Yes. Thank you, teachers.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.